This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about our bulk mail center carriers either that run the mail back and forth between the bulk mail center and the post office. And how about our suicide jockeys? Let's give a special shout-out to our suicide jockeys. They've got a thankless job going on right now, delivering the fuel to the stations. And don't forget, folks, that you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have to offer, and I think you'll see some interesting stuff. Now, joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, IA, it would be none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And the reason we say that way is because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we aren't going to let you forget it. Well, Kyle, I got to remind everybody, coming up Saturday, I'll be down there at Robarts Arena in the parking lot out front on the Fruitville side of the street. You'll be able to see us as you go by. There's going to be a big crowd there. We're going to have a stage set up over on the grass, and the parking lot, of course, will be where you park. We're going to have a Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. This will be the third rally they've had over the past several years. I will be the MC of that event again. I've had a great time doing it, and we're going to do it again. And it's a pro-Second Amendment demonstration in March. We encourage you to bring your kids. Come on out. Have a great day. By the way, it's going to be a beautiful day weather-wise. Absolutely freaking gorgeous day. Picture postcard day. I'll bring some chairs if you want to sit in something. I'll bring your American flags. Bring your signs. Keep them respectful, if you will. No profanity, none of that nonsense. And don't forget that it'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have a lot of fun with a lot of like-minded people that are supporting our First and Second Amendment rights right there at Robarts Arena on Saturday, April the 16th, in the parking lot right out front of the building, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, Kyle, you're invited.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope I could be there. I tell you, it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It always is. It always is. And you've seen the pictures over the years. We have a very enthusiastic and a big crowd, and I'm looking forward to that again. Now, in a move which is designed to appease the pro-union progressives and strike a blow against Amazon, The National Labor Relations Board's general counsel will ask the board to strip companies of certain speech rights, certain First Amendment speech rights, which should overturn more than seven decades of legal precedent. Now, this is unconstitutional, and I can't believe that they're being asked to do so because of Amazon.
Yeah, this is really something. I mean, obviously, this is motivated, obviously, by fear, for fear that speech would affect them somehow, or people would believe something that they didn't want them to believe.
Well, they don't want their company to be unionized.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so here we go. As you said, it's unprecedented.
Yep. And by the way, where they did vote the union in Staten Island, New York, they gained just about nothing except for union representation, where now they're going to have to pay dues. The pay is the same. It's exactly the same. The benefits are the same, exactly the same. And the only thing different is they're going to have to pay union dues.
Yeah. So, in other words, where's the real benefit to the employee? People aren't really opposed as such to unions, but it just seems like this is something else against Amazon, perhaps because it's been so successful, or that it's efficient, or what have you.
Well, I was a member of the union in the fire service for 30 years, and one of my my first union, pardon me, was a Teamsters union. That's who represented the firefighters in my area to begin with. So I had 8 years with the Teamsters, but that also kept me going with my trucks, because when I get into an area where you had to be union to get up on the dock or to do this or to do that, I had my card, so they couldn't say anything to me. So it saved me, and it helped my drivers in a lot of cases when I was loading at union frozen food warehouses and that sort of thing. Follow me?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and like Birdseye. We had a contract with Birdseye to haul their frozen food from the plant where they made it to the warehouses where they stored it for distribution to the stores where it was going to. So that was pretty simple stuff for us. And we used to take a lot of stuff down towards New York City and down to Philly and down to Virginia. And it was really quite a, it was a nice little trip, because all you did was drive the truck back up to the dock, tap on the door, say, well, you're done, you bring your paperwork, and you're gone. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll get it started with this little return.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we're going to do it, and on a really busy news night, we actually have more than that because of the internet overseas, because we'll watch everything load up with the people over in Germany and France and the Middle East and whatnot, where we see these numbers suddenly jump up, and it's not uncommon for us to have anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50,000 people, maybe even 100,000 people in any one of those areas I'm telling you about because of the news of the moment. Now, that being said, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I use, and I use it religiously. I have for over 7 years, and the reason I use it is because it works. And yes, you've heard me talk about it, and yes, I'm going to continue to talk about it, because you need to know about this, because it's a very affordable way to get yourself out of pain and discomfort and kick the habit with some of the drugs that you've been taking. I know, because I did it. Now, Relief Factor is a preferred customer plan for many doctors and many hospitals out there now, because Pete and Seth Talbot have been talking to the different doctors and the different clinics and whatnot, and they've been telling them about the product, and now suddenly you go there and you either see the product being advertised right there in front of you, or you see a banner or whatever right there in the doctor's office. I saw one yesterday, but that was because of me. It was my doctor, and they asked me, or I asked permission to put it up there, and I did. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are what helps you, because they go straight to the source of the pain, number one. And it helps you and your body with its natural response to inflammation and reduces the swelling that you've got, too. Now, I've never seen anything like this, in the fact that it does lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And let's say you got a problem in your foot or your ankle, which has now gone up into your knee, which has now gone up into your hip, which has now gone up into your back. You take this product, you give it a little bit to work, you sit down, you relax, and guess what? Pain is gone. At least in my case, that's what's happened every single time I've had that issue. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It's like taking an extra vitamin pill. That supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So, for the $19.95 three-week quick start, that's right, $19.95 three-week quick start, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and just get started on that today. And by the way, they've also got vitamins there and whatnot, and I do buy some of their vitamins. I use the vitamin D that they have there and the vitamin B12 and the vitamin C. It's very reasonable, and it's very, very powerful stuff that if you need to have a little spike to your routine, that's what you take, and that's what I do. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go. Finland and Sweden's application to become NATO members has become more likely due to the Russian aggression, with Finland expected to apply in June, although that may be getting sped up.
Well, right. You know, Captain, back in the day, remember the wide world of sports? Well, we've got, I think we're going to have the wide world of NATO at this point because of the aggression by Russia into Ukraine, the war on Ukraine. So Putin wanted to get rid of NATO. He wanted to dismantle it. He wanted to break it. He wanted to make it go away. But guess what? It's actually going to expand. And if he was upset about the notion that Ukraine could ever be in NATO and there would be troops on his border, well, guess what? It's going to be just like that. If not in Ukraine proper, it's going to be all over the place.
Now, Stephen Moore, who's an economist, you know who he is, right?
That's right, yeah.
He said air conditioning and showers are going to be the next on Biden's quest to regulate everything.
Well, right, because, yeah, that's how much, I think he was talking about how much cold air could come out of your air conditioner.
And how much water you could use.
How much water you can use.
Oh, you get a gallon and a half to take a shower today.
Well, that's right, because somebody else is going to decide for you what you get to have. And that's really their whole modus operandi. And you know, Captain, the left, by picking climate change, because this is all based on climate change and all that stuff, but by picking climate change, okay, they picked an unsolvable problem.
Now stop for a second and repeat what you just said. Somebody else is going to what?
They're going to decide what you get.
Is that not socialism, progressivism, communism?
Well, sure. It's definitely on the road to that. And they do that specifically so that you remember that now you feel like, well, I can't get what I want in life, and somebody's going to dictate it to me. I will have less. Learn to live with less. And by the way, because you're doing your duty for the environment, it's like saying go out there and buy gas at $6 a gallon because that's your patriotic duty to stand up to Putin.
All of us at one time or another, regardless of where you started or how you started, has had to learn to deal with less or deal with zero, nothing, and then work your way up the ladder. That's what it's all about. That's how you become a responsible human being and someone who can achieve things in life.
Well, sure. But that's the way that, as you said, that you learn things and you grow into it. But from the authoritarian standpoint, it doesn't matter. In other words, they take away your opportunity to ever get better. And they take away the incentive to ever get better. Because no matter how hard you work, we will always put a cap or we'll put a ceiling on top of your opportunity and where you can go in life. Because, you know, we have to control you. See, because to them, humanity isn't something that can blossom. They actually believe, I think, deep down, that somehow humanity is a scourge upon the earth. And, you know, they just need to control you.
Now, you know what the NRA is all about, right?
Right.
Well, the NRA responded to Joe Biden's ghost gun crackdown, saying the following. perhaps he should take a look at the sentencing reform.
Well, sure. They spend all this time talking about gun laws or new gun laws, but they don't take a look at what happens when you don't, number one, you don't enforce the law that's there. And number two, you make it such that hardened criminals who are going to hurt or kill somebody if they ever get out, they let them out. And so that's right. This is huge. But it's not sexy enough for the far left. They believe that they need to, here's a ghost gun, and they'll use that as the new sort of cause of celeb, you know, in order to advance their agenda.
Now, we haven't heard anything from Bernie Sanders in a while, right?
Well, yeah, thank goodness, yes.
And it's probably right to say that I don't think he'd be running for president again, or is it too early to say that?
Well, you never say never. You know, I don't know.
I mean, what would he be, 90 years old this time?
Probably, yeah, he's getting up there, that's for sure. But you never know what the environment's going to look like. But so, yeah, but I think he's done his thing, you know.
Well, here is what he said yesterday. Now is the time for radical action on behalf of the working class. Does that not sound like a revolt or a riot?
Yeah, doesn't it sound like he's attacking our democracy? I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, there you go, democracy. And I'm going to say this again. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic.
Right, but the whole idea, radical action, meaning what? We need more taxes. People aren't paying their fair share. What part of the old tried and true?
You know who's not paying their fair share of taxes? I'm so sick of this. It's the damn Democrats.
Well, right.
They're the ones not paying their fair share.
Well, they have to come up with these slogans, you know. But again, part of this, too, is it sounds like the old Bolshevik Revolution. It's the working class and class envy and pitting class against class, as it were. You know, none of that is unifying. None of that is inspiring.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something, and I hope it doesn't get misrepresented. The fair share when it comes to paying your taxes is whatever legally you can deduct and whatever legally they can take after your deductions.
Well, sure. And by the way, you know, anybody who's talking about the fair share thing, well, they're welcome, more than welcome, to write a check to the government, especially if you're a huge a celebrity or something like that. You can give all the money to the government.
Sure can.
That's and because we live in a free country, right? So, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're just cruising along the overnight airways, and we appreciate you being here with us to listen to what we talk about. Again, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
The professor of
if you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. Florida is following in the steps of Texas. Governor Ron DeSantis plans to transport any illegal immigrants placed in Florida by the Biden administration out of the state. In addition, the state legislature's proposed budget includes $12 million for the Florida Department of Transportation to remove illegal immigrants from the state. Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced his state would be renting charter buses to drop illegal immigrants off on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. A Democrat congressman who ran on a promise of giving constituents full-time representation has been absent from the Capitol for most of this year. An analysis from the Honolulu Civil Beat reports that Representative Kai Kau has rarely showed up for work in D.C. this year, only casting 5 votes in person over the course of 3 days in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Now, MyPillow, of course, is Mike Lindell and Company. MyPillow is having a special all day today on their six-piece towel sets. You can save $80. Normally $109.99, they're only going to be $29.99, and you even get a bonus out of the deal. If you order a set of their towels, a six-piece towel set, you can get a copy of Mike Lindell's soft cover book for free with your purchase. That's a $19.97 value on the book. By the way, the book is the one that he wrote to begin with, and it's pretty popular. I've got a copy of it, and I've read about half of it. I never did finish it, but now I'll have to, I guess. So, MyPillow.com is a website, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and look up the six-piece towel set that's right there. Instead of $109.99, it's $29.99. You save $80, and if you order today, you get a copy of the book that Mike Lindell wrote. And the book is called What Are the Odds? Some of you may remember that by the title. What are the odds? Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What are the odds?
The odds sometimes are against you, but Mike Lindell, his story is really compelling.
So
he's overcome the odds and really
still,
was transformed.
Well, he's overcome, but they're still trying to get rid of him. All right, now, I think that you may have seen yesterday a lot of comment about the military and the Ukraine military and a lot of mentioning in the Congress about how, you know, well, we've been training them, and now we found out, you and I talked about it a little bit, but Colonel Kevin and I yesterday talked about it extensively, that we've had aid workers, quote, end of quote, aid workers going into the Ukraine with the Red Cross and all those sorts of things, and they're actually training, because they're military, they're actually training the Ukrainian military on some of the stuff that they got live and in color, live on the battlefield.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, the more that can happen and the faster that can happen, the better, because at some point, you better believe Vladimir Putin's going to try to justify anything he can to try to say, well, training in this regard is tantamount to, you know, total, you know, involvement in the war, you know, trying to push Russia out of Ukraine. So therefore, you're now all fair game. And so is the United States, and so is NATO, and so on.
Yeah.
So he'll do some crazy thing.
Well, we also heard yesterday, and I think you saw it, and just to recap, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, had a chance to speak with the Ukrainian troops that were still in the States completing their training right before they went back to the Ukraine. He had a chance to thank them for their service to their country and to wish them the very best as they went back in defense of what was going on in their country. And that was a good thing, was a good exchange. Now, we saw this, and these were Ukrainian special forces that were being trained by our special forces.
Right, yeah. I think they had been in the United States in Biloxi at what they call the Naval Small Craft Instruction and Technical Training School.
Yeah.
And they were there at the time, I think, when the invasion began. Yeah.
Yep. Now, moving along, Joe Biden had a chance to announce a major move on gasoline in a bid to slash prices, which is asinine, and is allowing the ethanol to stay in the gas and even up the ante, put a little bit more ethanol in the gas, which none of this is good for the older gasoline engines. And if you've got a car that says you can use E85, you know, that's fine. But if you don't, you're damaging your engine every time you put ethanol-related gas in it.
Yeah, this is one of those things, Captain, that because of the technical issue that you just mentioned is not a good idea. But it's one of those things that sounds like, you know, here's the headline. The president's hoping to slash gas prices. That's the takeaway that they want you to have. But it's a non-thing. It doesn't help. In fact, it hurts. And when we should be opening up the drilling permits and drilling and making sure that we can start producing so much energy that we don't have to worry about what Vladimir Putin or Iran does, for example.
Well, they need to open up the Keystone XL pipeline and start piping that oil back down through from up above and where it was coming from up in the Canadian range and whatnot. That would help initially get more oil down below and start pumping it right away or start processing it right away and then go from there. We need to flood the gas lines with gasoline.
Well, right, and why not buy energy from our friends? Why do we have to buy it from Tehran or others that just have designs on America, our allies, our way of life? It's stupid.
Yeah. Now, the New York Times reported yesterday that the White House is in chaos over the border crisis. Why am I not surprised?
Not surprised at all. They've created the crisis. They inherited a system that was much more under control by every measurement that you try to make about it. And they decided to upend it for political reasons. Now they've got the tiger by the tail. They don't know what to do next because the whole thing is screwed up.
There's a song. I got the tiger by the tail. It's fine to see. Oh, never mind. Okay. Well, CNN sought to make a huge splash with CNN Plus, correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
they lured big-name talent from rival news networks to come over, like Casey Hunt from NBC News and Chris Wallace from Fox News.
Yeah,
that was going to be a great thing. Do you know how many people are watching CNN Plus?
How many? I'm scared to hear, but how many?
Less than 10,000 people per day.
Wow.
Yep.
That is
less than 10,000 people per day.
Well,
I have more people than that to come to visit my website.
Right. There's no kidding. They put a lot into that, and as you said, they try to draw these big names and so forth, but the proof's in the pudding. CNN's brand may be forever broken, and unless they made some major changes, but it would take a long time, and people would have to learn to trust them.
Yeah. Well, the people who spoke with CNBC on the condition of remaining anonymous in order to discuss the non-public data, CNN Plus, of course, was launched on March the 29th, the subscription news stream service, which charges $5.99 a month or $59.99 annually, only became available on Roku on Monday of this week and still isn't on Android TV, so you can't get it on a lot of the cell phones. Now, the paltry audience cast doubt on the future of the application following the recently completed combination of Disney, Discovery Channel, and Warner Media into Warner Brothers Discovery. Now, to put that daily user number in perspective, CNN's cable news network suffered a sharp decline in viewership last year, but still rang up an average of 773,000 total viewers per day.
Yes, well, I think you have these news services looking to get into, I guess, what they believe is the streaming future beyond the cable presence that they have right now. And so I think that that's, well, but look at Fox Nation. That seems to be going gangbusters, for example. But it boils down to, I think, two things. Number one, there's so many streaming services that people don't want another one. And number two, it is the content, or it's the tenor, it's the atmosphere that CNN has created, and people have voted with their feet. Why would they now pay extra money to do to get the streaming service?
Now, to wrap things up, half of the Americans with full-time jobs say that they work from home at least part of the time during the COVID-19 pandemic. And more than one-third expect they'll do more work from home in the future. They're not going anywhere. They're not going back to the office.
They are not, I think this has changed work for the foreseeable future.
Forever.
Forward. Yes, because now if you are connected and so much is done through your computer, you could move literally anywhere in the country, it would seem, and still be able to, in many cases, still do your job. And so this is going to change the way that companies relate to employees. It certainly is going to change the real estate game, because companies won't need thousands of square feet. They may need to have a much smaller footprint and have many people be remote. Yes.
Well, they got, one of my neighbors told me that they were checking on buying a house, moving where they were at. And the person that they talked to was actually out in California where you were at, trying to sell them a house in Florida.
That's right. It's all interconnected now. It doesn't matter where you are.
Well, okay. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on a Wednesday morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Look out, baby.
Earth and that's kicking it, I'll tell you, 1970. That was a remix of a song that was done back in the late 60s, I believe 67 or 8. Kyle, I'm bringing you into this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's about right. And that's, again, another classic track, very catchy. And when you hear it, you just feel good.
Oh, man, I was ready to dance or hop on or hop on one leg. All right, tell us about the weather there, please.
All right, well, folks, don't forget, out west tonight, we still have blizzard warnings in eastern Montana. So be very, very aware of that. Be very careful of that. They're advising, of course, no travel if you don't have to travel. We've got winter storm warnings, of course, throughout most of the rest of Montana, mostly east of Helena, but it does encompass Great Falls, also Bozeman, and, again, on east in Montana. So be very careful. Also tonight, we've got winter storm warnings. This is going to be west of Denver, coming out I-70, running into a freeze warning across the border there in Utah. Winter storm warning for Salt Lake City. We've got, winter storm warnings. These are going to be south of Portland, Oregon. As you come down Interstate 5 through Eugene, you've got winter weather advisories there. We've got rain and snow around Portland tonight. We do have a freeze warning in Northern California, this near Ukiah. On up to Eureka. This is pretty much along the coast there. So we've got that going. We've got winter weather advisory coming across I-80 outside of Reno there as you go through Donner Pass right now. So just be aware of that and stay safe out there.
All righty. And, folks, I'm going to start with North Dakota because we have a blizzard warning across most of North Dakota. Goes into the northwest corner. It's moved over a little bit to the east up in Minnesota, so it's getting closer to you there, George, in St. Paul, but we've got a blizzard warning up there, and we've got winds gusting to 60 miles an hour, 50 to 60 miles an hour up through there, making it almost virtually impossible to see anything. Coming out of Rapid City, you're going to have that same blizzard warning for a ways if you're going to get on I-90, but once you get on 990 and you get about 50 miles south of Rapid City, you're going to be in wind, you're going to be in some snow, but it's not going to be a blizzard like it is up above you. So I don't know what to tell you. You may have an opportunity to move through there if that's what you want to do by taking I-90 and not I-94. Now, moving on down the line, we've got a very hard freeze warning tonight, and I mean a hard freeze warning right now in Nebraska. Be advised of that, and Kansas, too, the lower part of Nebraska and the northeastern corner of Kansas, taking us over towards Kansas City. Down into Texas, we still have, from the Texas line right along I-20 through Shreveport, we still have some severe weather, which includes the flooding that's going on there, the flash flooding, and we've got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. We've had tornado warnings. We've had a tornado, by the way, Texas, I think, Kyle, 20-some-odd people were injured. Is that right?
That's right. And this happened in a place called Salado. This is
yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, late yesterday afternoon, and that is south of Waco, I believe. And, yes, it looks like we had about 23 people injured, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah, well, this system came through there. And then, of course, if you're in Mississippi tonight, the western part of Mississippi has got, right now, they've got severe thunderstorm watches and flood watches and tornado watches. No warnings as of the moment there. Then again, going up into the western part of Kentucky, you've got some unsettled weather conditions. You've got some flood conditions just to the east of Memphis in Tennessee. And be advised, if you're going up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you have a winter storm warning, and that is in effect for all of the upper peninsula of Tennessee tonight. And other than that, I don't see much of anything to bother you except for the weather right there in North Dakota. Blizzard warning again. Please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget about the pilot and the Flying J and becoming a member of the Drivers Club and saving yourself a bunch of money, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him being on the program. And we're going to jump right over right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
What would you call the biggest story of the night right now, in your opinion? Would it be New York City?
It's either that or Ukraine.
Okay, well, I want to give us more time with Ukraine. Let's talk about New York. What a nonsensical thing going on there. Somebody actually threatened the mayor is where this all started. And apparently this is not the guy's first rodeo. They know who he is. He left his credit card behind, which is how they found the U-Haul truck he was driving. They found gasoline. They found fireworks. They found what it looks like was going to be some sort of homemade explosives he was going to plant or fix or whatever. And if his gun hadn't jammed, God knows how many other rounds he would have fired.
They also found the key to the U-Haul. He had an axe in his backpack along with other kinds of rudimentary explosives. But what's particularly, I think, disturbing is that this cat was well known to the FBI. He was put on the Guardian lead system out of New Mexico several years ago. He was actually taken off, I think, about 2019, but he is a self-subscribed black nationalist. He hated Trump. He whined and complained about homelessness, healthcare system, Ketanji Jackson. So he was like all over the place. But he was known to the FBI, and he had quite a pile of pretty nasty posts over on YouTube of all places. So the question becomes, what did the FBI really know about this guy that they put him in the Guardian lead system and then decided to bail out and move on from him? So there you go.
Well, we may not know that at all. I mean, if they want to tell us, fine, but if they don't, I guess it's another job for Tom Fitton.
Okay.
Yeah, because he seems to be able to get stuff. He's resourceful. All right, I hear the music coming in my ear here, so Denise and I are going to be right back, folks, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. She talked about Ukraine, and yeah, we got Ukraine news. Boy, have we got Ukraine news. Don't go anywhere, and I'll be coming right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.